Now, your father is the director Ivan Reitman, who made Meatballs and the Ghostbusters movies and lots of other big hits. Lots of children of filmmakers who go into the business don't do as well as their parents, become poor man's versions of them. Not in your case at all. Does your father think, oh, good, my son's making better, even better films than I made?
I'm not sure if he thinks that, but I know he's extraordinarily
proud
of me.
Does he hate you for making such good films?
No, are you kidding me? He's as proud a father as I've ever met, and he convinced me to become a filmmaker. When I was 17, I was terrified by the idea of becoming a director.
Having grown up in it.
Well, yeah, for these reasons you're just saying. I mean, we know of many cases of young children of celebrities trying to become directors.
Frank Sinatra Jr.
The presumption is generally the same. They're usually a talentless, spoiled brat with an alcohol or drug problem. And I thought, why enter a business where this is the presumption? And my father at 17 took me aside. I was pre-med at the time. I thought I was going to be a doctor. I thought, I'm going to pick a job that no one will ever question. And he convinced me to be a storyteller. He said, that's what's in your heart, and you have to follow your heart. And he became the first Jewish father on record to tell his son, don't be a doctor, become a filmmaker.